When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Blasts in Iran attributed to Israeli retaliatory strike. Tehran, Iran's state media reported explosions in the central province of Isfahan Friday, as U.S. media quoted officials saying Israel had carried out retaliatory strikes on its archrival. Air defense systems over several Iranian cities were activated, state media reported, after the country's official broadcaster said explosions were heard near the city of Isfahan. Israel had previously warned it would hit back after Iran fired hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel almost a week ago, in retaliation for a deadly strike, which Tehran blamed on its foe, that leveled Iran's consular annex at its embassy in Syria. Fears of a major regional spillover from the Gaza war have since soared. There had been no reaction from Israeli or Iranian officials to the overnight strikes, and the extent of the damage remained unclear. Iran's Tasnim news agency, citing informed sources, denied that Iran had been attacked from abroad. Contrary to the rumors and claims made in foreign media, there are no reports of an attack from abroad on Iran's central city of Isfahan or any other part of the country, Tasnim said. Three Iranian officials told the New York Times that small drones carried out the attack, possibly launched from inside Iran, and that its radar systems had not detected unidentified aircraft entering Iranian airspace. Fars news agency reported three explosions heard close to Qajaristan, near Isfahan Airport and the 8th Shekari Army Air Base, while Iran's space agency spokesman Hossein Dalerian said several drones had been successfully shot down. Dalerian said on social media platform X that there were no reports of a missile attack. Reports indicate there was no major damage or large explosions caused by the impact of any air threat, the official IRNA news agency said. The senior military officer in Isfahan, Brigadier General Siav Ashmihan Dust, told state television that the loud sound people heard was caused by defense systems shooting at a target in the air, not an explosion on the ground. Nuclear facilities in Isfahan were reported to be completely secure, Tasnim said, and the UN's atomic watchdog reported no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Washington received advance notice of Israel's reported strike but did not endorse the operation or play any part in its execution, U.S. media quoted officials as saying. U.S. President Joe Biden had promised ironclad support for Israel but also urged it to think carefully and strategically before launching a response against Iran that could trigger a wider war. NBC and CNN, citing sources familiar with the matter and a U.S. official, respectively, said Israel had pre-notified Washington of the strike. CNN quoted one official as stating the target was not a nuclear facility. There was no immediate comment from the White House or Pentagon, and the Israeli military told AFP, "We don't have a comment at this time." Overnight on April 13, Iran carried out its first attack directly targeting Israel, its regional foe. Israel, backed by its allies, intercepted most of the 300 missiles and drones launched by Iran, and suffered no deaths.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.